Kofnun Dalas Infidalit. Hit Pechoy Sefer Torah Shabbat Yichol Lachas Mem Tafricha Lemeis Mitzvah Vesuik Misasa. The cloth that is used to wrap the Sefer Torah, put around the Sefer Torah, the mantle, if they're worn out, it can be used as shrouds for a base mitzvah, a person who died and there's no one to bury him, and therefore the tzibah is supposed to take care of his burial. It doesn't say it's required to do such a fashion, but it's acceptable way of doing the geniza for this item. Sifrei, Sefer Torah Shabbalah, Manichem Oyisoy V'Kli Cheres, and going to Oyisim V'Kevot Tam L'Kofet. Sefer Torah that's worn out and can't be used anymore, you put it in a pottery, a kli of pottery, and you bury that together with a Tam L'Kofet. Yeah, the Shavu says the same thing applies to others from the geniza. You not let it burn them. Even if your kavanah is that if it won't be burned, it'll get, it'll be put in a place that will rot or whatever. But it's an issur to destroy the Avodah Zarah Kedusha. Because it says by Avodah Zarah that you're supposed to destroy the Avodah Zarah. And then it says, Voisas and Kela Shemilikechem. Yeah, which is a mitzvah to do in Avodah Zarah. It's also to do for the Avodah Zarah. But then the whole Tashmisha Kedusha is dissolved, is it? So any kind of Tashmisha Kedusha, you're not allowed to just throw out. Keep on using it and put it in the Gneza. Bury it. One should not transform an Aron Kodesh to be a place where they would temporarily put the Sefer Torah, because that's considered a low level of Kedusha. But if they're both two Aron Kodesh, from a big one to a small one, it's considered the same level of Kedusha. So you're allowed to make the bigger one into a small one. Same thing with this other place. If they put the Sefer Torah, you can make it small. You can't make it a step stool for the bigger chair. That's a low level kedusha. Something that was considered tashmish for a Sefer Torah, so you are allowed to use it for a smaller Sefer Torah, but not to make it used for a chumash, which doesn't have the same kedusha as the full Sefer Torah. The same thing with the covering on the Sefer Torah. Now they use that to wrap the Nevi'im. There's a certain type of cloth that's used to put underneath the Sefer Torah, wrap the Sefer Torah, and it looks nice. Let it hang it on the walls of the shul, even though it's not being used to beautify the shul. But that's the way you're storing it. You're storing it in a fashion that is covered for the shul. That's not considered a use, which is a lower level. Ramah here says, Baruch HaShanach L'Tayl of Te'aron, Ein Lo Kedushas Aron, Ra Kedushas, Esa Knesses. We saw this before. Today's Baruch is not Tashrik Kedusha, because it's not used for wrapping up the Sefer Torah. Something in front of the Aron Kodesh was a Tashrik Kedusha. Since it's part of the core of the basic Knesset, it has a Kedusha basic Knesses. Okay. Klam Tzoyi Shavai Toilam of Baruch is also the poles, which I used to support the Peroichas at the same status. You can't chop them up, make them into pointers. Even though there'd be room to think that a pointer is used for reading the Sefer Torah, it's a shamish to Sefer Torah, it's even high level. The answer is, it's not coming to be a shamish to Sefer Torah, it's coming to be a shamish when it's reading from the Sefer Torah. Shabru brings over here though, today they have these silver hand which is used, and they hang it on the Sefer Torah. Since it's used as an ornament for the Sefer Torah, it does have a Kedusha of Tashmisha Kedusha. Because we learned before, Tashmisha Kedusha is either what's touching the Sefer Torah, or the Davish Kedusha, or it's used to for noi, to make it look nice. Yeah. The Mishabru brings that one should not put a puzzle Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh, to the Sefer Chassidim says, because Aron HaKodesh is reserved for the higher level of Kedusha, the kosher Sefer Torah. Even so, the Magen Avraham comes to the Miyash of the Minig to put the Pasul Sefer Torah inside, since that's the normal behavior for people to put the Pasul Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. We could assume Bezdin was Masna, they made a condition that should be used also for these types of things. But to use it for other things lower than the level of Kedusha of the Pasul Sefer Torah, to use it for Chumashim, or the Svarim, or Kal V'Chomer, or Divrei Chol, one should not put inside the Aron Kodesh. If they made a temporary Aron Kodesh that they're going to use till they can afford to make a nice Aron Kodesh, since it was made temporarily, then after you finish using it, it was Kedusha. You can use it for the Svar. Shabura adds over here that since the Davar Shebikdusha, you're not allowed to have hand off from it for your personal use. If it's raining or sunny, you're not allowed to use it for the Sefer to make you shade and protect you from the rain. If it's a Sefer on the table, you're allowed to put another Sefer on top of it to support the first sefer that everybody agrees to. And Shabbos make it even to bring a sefer one and use it as support for sefer two, even though not everybody agrees to that. But the Shabbos says the Yesh Lahatir one can rely on that. As if he's using once again one sefer to support another sefer. If a person wants to learn, it's too study. Could he set up a sefer fashion like shade? So the Shabbos says also that he, one can be lenient about this since he's not doing it for his pleasure. He's doing so he should be able to learn. So also go down that one should not sleep on a sefer. So obviously a person would not sleep on a sefer, but sometimes a person is learning suddenly his head falls onto the sefer. So they bring, and Chaim Zonnefeld said that if you see somebody that fell asleep and his head is on the sefer, you're not mechuyev to wake him up. That's considered the way he learns. He's not using it for kavanah, it just happened to be. You are afraid to say if you see such a thing, you should slip the sefer away. Also, once you're not write, he has to write a document or some notes for himself. You should not put the note on top of the sefer and write it. He's writing the Torah, so if he's writing something that already has some Dibri Torah and he's continued to write, there's a return that there is room to lean on that also.